Welcome to the Let's and Bets podcast. I'm your host, Nate. Joining me is my co-host, Preston.
Hey guys, I'm excited to be on this podcast and shoot the breeze on some 10As and some bets here with Nate. Let's get it started.
Absolutely. So we're a couple of tennis junkies. We dabble in some sports betting. We follow the sports betting world somewhat. Heavy focus on tennis is what this podcast will be. Specifically, more primarily ATP. But yeah, kind of through a betting lens, a lot of the time is the plan. And we'll cover other sports too in a secondary format, whether that's NBA, maybe NFL during football season, some UFC from time to time. And yeah, it's just going to be audio for right now. But yeah, we have plans as the show grows to move to YouTube and social media and kind of expand the format a bit. So, well, awesome. So that's kind of what people can expect from Let's and Bets. But Preston, let's just jump right into it. Let's not waste any time.
Let's get to it. Let's jump in.
Let's talk about what's going on this week in tennis or over the last week, really. Monte Carlo just wrapped about 48 hours ago.
Good old Monte Carlo, the Holy Grail, man.
Tsitsipas won. That's what, his second time in 3 years?
I believe I yeah second th yeah second and three. And you know what's even crazier is this year on the what was so surprising was Rublev going out so early. He won it last year, right?
Yeah, he was the defending champ.
He lost a lot of points there.
Ever since he was thrown out, where was he thrown out? Was it Dubai?
Dubai, it was
Has
yeah defaulted that against Bublik. That was crazy, man.
it
That was
was
yeah.
because
That was so unnecessary.
it was about to go to a third set, or it was going to a third set, right?
Dude, it was, I think it was five all in the third set.
Okay. And they
It was
just took.
like coming down the wire and they just defaulted him. And what's crazy is the same week, I think in a tournament in South America, I can't remember which one it was, maybe Rio or something, but Arthur Fils was playing and he freaked out at Acharya, like yelling at his face, asking him if he was an effing, like if he was an effing player, he didn't understand the conditions, and they just didn't even give him a warning. Like it was so crazy to see the, just the chain. Like they got to figure something out as far as a standard, like of what can be defaulted and what can be carried on in a match. Because Feast was way out of hand, man.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like umpire roulette. It just depends on the umpire you have that match and the mood that he's in. Because you see guys get away with stuff all the time that other guys just don't get away with the next day. It's wild.
Is. It's too bad too. And maybe I'm a little biased on that situation because I know you do too, but I love Andre.
Yeah,
And
we're big
so
Rublev guys for sure.
big Rublev guys. And so seeing that was just like, dang man, they gotta figure something out.
Yeah, and so that was what, like a month ago or so. Has he won a I
Yeah.
don't think he's won a match since then. I don't Okay, I think I'm looking it up. He beat Andy Murray in the first
And
round
me,
at
you know
Indian
what's crazy?
Wells.
Yeah, me and Keith were there.
You were at that match, that's right. I
Yeah,
remember that.
actually, I had Rublev set one, and I bet on Rublev set one, and Murray had five set points, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah, it looks
Could
like
have
it was
done.
7-6 in the first. A
Yeah,
tight
and
one.
I
Yeah.
somehow won it, but yeah, Rublev's had no luck since then, man.
Yeah,
Crazy.
he's lost to Lehecka. I can never say his name.
I like him. I
But
like his game.
yeah, at Popyrin, he just lost in Miami first round. And then, yeah, first round, that was Monte Carlo last week we were talking about. And then he actually just lost to Nakashima.
Today.
Today or this it was this week, yeah.
It was this
Yeah.
morning that
Was
I
it this
paused.
morning? I was gonna
Yep.
say I could it's all kind of blend together the last couple of days, but yeah, wild man. And he had like a couple of this morning, it's coming back to me. He had a couple of freakouts again.
He did.
Some
Yeah, man. It
big
was
destroyed that racket at the end of the second set.
bad. Yeah.
So.
I hope he can figure something out too, where he's a little more. I mean, that's just who he is, but it sucks to see him when he's like physically harming himself and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a
Yeah.
hard place to play, man.
Yeah. And I mean, not to go too far down the Rublev rabbit hole right out of the gates, but you know, we just said he was the defending champ at Monte Carlo. That was his first 1000 title. But man, I mean, the guy is like a lock to get to the quarters at like every Grand Slam, but he just can't get over that hump. But it'll be interesting to see if he ever does.
Hope he can, man. I really do. But yeah. But man, with Monte Carlo, I did want to bring up your thoughts with specifically just your thoughts with line calling and clay and stuff like that. I know Sinner got messed over pretty bad in the semifinal against Tsitsipas. And
Yeah,
so I want to hear your thoughts on that.
he was going to go up two breaks, right? When that happened. So it's a big deal.
It's a huge And then he started cramping, remember, from he's even he said in the post-match interview that obviously it wasn't physical. He was just that nervous energy entered his brain and he started cramping because of that. So something that's very just a prevalent problem in the sport. And yeah, it's been happening quite a bit here in the first 2 weeks of the clay, 3 weeks of the clay season.
So my thoughts on it are, so th I don't know if this is still true, but I heard this like a year or two ago that the reason they don't use electronic line calls on clay right now is because you only have to calibrate the system once per tournament on hard court. On grass, I think you have to calibrate it once a day, because the surface changes. Like the hard court, the surface doesn't change at all, obviously. The grass, the surface is changing a little bit, you know, as it wears down over each day of the tournament. But for clay, they'd have to recalibrate it like after every match. And so,
That actually, that standpoint I've never heard, and that makes sense then totally.
but if I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I swear that, like, isn't it starting next year they're going to make it work on clay? I'm
Are
going to look it up.
they going to start testing it?
I think so.
That would be good to see.
Yeah, let's see. It looks like they are going to at Monte Carlo next year.
Cool. All right.
The decision has been confirmed. And unless the ATP changes their mind, there will be no longer linesmen next year, here. Speaking of Monte Carlo, it sounds like maybe the technology is getting better, or they're just going to do the recalibration thing. But I think it needs to happen, man, because it's messing up too many matches, and it's so exact on every other surface on every other tournament, and then on clay, it's like going back in time 100 years, like how they're doing it. It's wild.
It is. It's so crazy. And to me, like, I'm watching all this happen, and it's just like, okay, I understand if you want to keep tradition, whatever it is. Obviously, you bringing up the calibration point's a whole other thing. I'd never heard that. So that's probably what it is, you know? I thought it had to do with wanting to keep, like, to standard tennis, you know how there's people that just want to play outdoor tennis and keep those to everything outdoor, you know? And so just like keeping traditional in that sense. But I was thinking, what's the problem if you have a player who's adamant that the ball was out, some chair ump's adamant that the ball was in by how it bounces on the surface, and there's a ball mark that's out, why can't you just go to a electronic system as a challenge, right? Or something like that.
And
That's
they still show the shot spot
Ex
technology, so you know that
exact.
it's in use. They're just not utilized. Anyways, man, so that's Monte Carlo. Always one of the funnest weeks of the year. But moving on, this week, obviously, Barcelona. Nadal played his first match today since January. You know, he looked good for what it was. I mean, the guy he was playing, Kovalev, I think, is ranked, 62. You know, Nadal was a fairly heavy favorite, but it looked good to see him back out there, especially on the clay, hoping he can stay healthy through this week and leading up through Roland Garros.
It's always awesome to see that guy on clay, man. He's just He's something different, you know.
Yeah.
Always has been, always will be. It's interesting. I actually seen something, and it's not really related to Barcelona. I know he's won it like 12 times or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Like,
Ridiculous amount of
and
times.
ridiculous, ridiculous. But he's literally right now, the way he is, the condition he is, the way he's been playing, he's third favorite to win the French. Pretty crazy.
Is he really?
He's like plus 800. Yeah, you got a sinner, or no, he's ahead of sinner, man.
Is he? So
Wait,
what?
wait,
I'm.
wait. No, he might be fourth. I'm sorry. So you got Carlos is first, Alcaraz, and you got Djokovic is second, and sinner's third, and Nadal is the fourth favorite.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's impressive given his current, situation, what he's been dealing with over the last year.
Yeah, considering it's his first match and what
Yeah.
you said, some Switch tournament, it was.
Barcelona. Oh, since Brisbane back in January.
Oh, yeah, so
Yeah.
3 months, three
So
months.
he's looking at the live odds right now for Barcelona. He's the third favorite behind Tsitsipas and Ruud. So he plays a Demonor tomorrow,
Yeah,
who's the next favorite. So that'll be his first real test,
It's a test, but
in
it's
a
somewhere
while.
where I think if there's somewhere where Dimonar is vulnerable, it's definitely clay, so he
Yeah,
could
for
handle
sure.
him. I think it's a good obviously he's a top 10 now guy, right? He's right there, I
Yeah,
think,
he's
if he's
right.
not.
He's been pretty solid lately. I think he's right on the edge.
But I think clay kind of dis or weakens some of his strengths a little, where Rafa can hopefully jump on.
Is that worth throwing a few dollars at? He's +650 to win Barcelona, or do you think that's too much to ask given his current form?
Yeah, man, I was talking with Keith about that this morning, but it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
He's just not. He doesn't have the physical, I don't think. Maybe 2 or 3, he can do it. It's him, but
I hope so, but yeah,
man.
it's probably not a smart bet right now. But see how he plays this week, and maybe he'll play one more tournament leading up to Roland Garros, and we'll get a better idea
Yeah.
of what kind of form he's in.
I need to look at some betting lines for tomorrow, man. These early rounds have some good lines for real.
Yeah. There's I was just looking at tomorrow's slate, and today's April 16th. Most people will probably be listening to this after the April 17th slate, but yeah, there's I saw Khachanov dropped out of a Barcelona,
Oh, did
which
he?
I really like him. I was
Bro, we love the same
I
players.
like the
I
Rus I like the Russian players. I don't know what it is. I like Mehdi,
amazing.
Khachanov.
They're great, bro. I saw Khachanov down at Indian Wells too. He's one of those guys when he has it going, like a kind of like a knockoff Rublev in a way, where he gets to a lot of quarters.
Yeah.
You just see his name a lot in the draw, but he cannot break through.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't find the consistency in his serve enough, I don't think. But when he's hot, man, he's like a top. He's beating top fives. Like
Yeah, he made a couple
he's
slam semis last year or the year
he did.
before, like in 2022 or
Didn't
2023.
he hit Wimbledon, I think, right?
Yeah, and I think Australian Open or
Yeah.
US Open, one of the hardcourt slams, he made a semis and
It
lost to
was
Murray.
Aussie and Wimbledon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he's fun. I saw like on his social media, he said it was just like a small injury and he's hoping to be back like in a week or two. So hopefully nothing too
Yeah.
serious there. But yeah, man,
Hopefully.
anything else stand out to you this week on I think Munich and Bucharest are the other two going on. We kind of talked about Barcelona, but
Not a lot, man. No, honestly, let me take a look here at the draws because I do have them pulled up. Looking through here. There
yeah.
is a. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of João Fonseca?
I've seen the name.
Man,
Which draw
he's
is
got.
he in?
He's
Mark
in
Bucharest.
the Bucharest draw, and he's 17, and he has some firepower.
So he's a wild card.
It's
He beat Sonego
serious,
today.
serious firepower. He crushes the ball, and I was actually watching this. Or reading this thing on Instagram, I think, where he was contemplating going to school here in the US and playing at a college. And one of those early clay tournaments, you know how they have a few early ones, and it was one of the South American ones. I think Rio, because it was
Rio, yeah, a
he was in
500.
Brazil. Yep,
Yeah.
he was in his hometown and he beat someone, but it was in like a three set barn burner. And after the match, he was like, "Yeah, I'm not playing in college. This is like where I belong."
Good for him. You say he's
He's a
17
go
years
getter.
old.
17 right now, man. He's a
That's
go
wild.
getter, and he's
Yeah, I'll have
running
to.
2006. How crazy is that to
Yeah,
see?
that sounds weird to say out loud. Yeah, he I'm just looking at his half of the draw. Greek Spore.
He's got some chances, man. He
Yeah,
should win this one against Albot
he
tomorrow.
make a decent run, another decent run in this tournament. That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I like the young guys, go
Yeah.
getters.
Oh, also just I was just looking at the Munich draw. Fritz is playing tomorrow, but it reminded me Shelton is the new US number one as of last week, which is cool.
Very cool. I like to see that. I'm not a Taylor Fritz fan, so.
Yeah, Fritz and Tiafoe and even Tommy Paul have all kind of, I don't know, I feel like they've kind of hit their ceiling. I don't think any of them's a true slam
They
contender.
definitely plateaued, all of them, you
Yeah,
know.
so.
They all have their, yeah, man. Fritz is just—he's a 250 merchant, man. You'll see him in every semi or final in the
Yeah.
250s, and he cannot go past their 16 and round of 16 in a slam or anything.
See, man, but I so it's funny because I say the same thing about Ruud, but the difference is he can make slam semis and slam finals, but he can't win them. But he's still never won anything higher than 250.
Right.
Which is
Isn't that
wild.
crazy? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just, and they're, you watch their game and they have firepower. They just don't break through, you know?
Yeah, I thought he had a real chance to get Monte Carlo on Sunday, but obviously didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, man, I know the NBA playoffs are just getting started this week. Maybe next time we can jump into some. I think there's some fun first round matchups. The Mavs are playing the Clippers.
Oh yeah, fire! Hey, that I love the. There's just some bad blood there, you know.
Yeah.
I like that matchup a lot. Luka's
Yeah.
not a fan of those guys, and they do not like him. Clear, it's
Yeah.
clear. So,
Luka and Kawhi are two of my favorite players, so it'll be fun to see them head off, assuming Kawhi plays. He hasn't played a lot lately, but
speaking of, I have a future on the Mavericks to win the championship.
what did you get him at?
I got him at plus. Let me double check grade.
Yeah, and I'll look and see what they are live. But I dude, they that it's not a bad bet. Luka's been
They're
playing out of this world for the last couple of months.
unbelievable. And to say out of this world for him is like,
Yeah.
he's playing some good basketball, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him at plus 2800.
Okay.
So
Was that like preseason, like, or was that fairly
no, this was
recent?
like 3 weeks. This was 3 weeks ago. Me and my brother
Okay.
actually, yeah, me and my brother have been. We're huge Luka fans. So I mean,
Yeah.
we actually went. We went to both playoff games when Luka played here. Was that last year or 2 years
I
ago?
think that was 2 years ago.
2 years
Yeah.
ago, Donovan's last
Yeah.
year here. Yeah, Donnie's last year here.
We're by
And
here, we're in Utah for those
there we
listening.
go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for specifying. But yeah, so I went to both playoff games when. Just big Luka fans. Anyways, we were talking about it, and I haven't been paying attention to NBA much, but he's a big fan, and he just said, "Bro, have you seen the Mavericks?" And he's actually the one who talked me into putting the bet on because we split it half and half. So if it hits, we're cashing out, man.
Yeah, man,
But
that's a good one. They're live right now is a plus 1600.
so it's
I
moved
want
quite a
yeah.
bit. That's in
They're
two,
the
3 weeks.
yeah, they've got the sixth best odds, fourth best in the West behind Denver, the Clippers, and the Thunder. So yeah, that'll be a fun one, man, to watch play out. But yeah, next time we record, let's we'll hit on some NBA playoffs, Luka stuff for sure.
I got some watching to do between now and then, but I'll be on my game.
There we go. Well, sweet man, Preston, I feel like we'll let people go. We won't ramble. If there's nothing else you wanted to cover here for episode one, but I'm excited to get this off the ground, and see this thing grow over time.
Yeah, man, I'm as far as this session goes, I'm good to go, but I'm really excited too, man. We've been talking about this. For those listening, we've been talking about this for as maybe a year now, man. We just haven't got it in motion. So it feels really cool to get this in motion and just start to get our thoughts and ideas out there. And just talk about something that we really enjoy, tennis is a great sport and something that I haven't come on to until my last like 2 or 3 years in life, and something that I really wish I grew up playing. So it's something I'm really passionate about, something that I'm really excited to talk about and share those thoughts with you. I know you know a lot about it and you feel a lot of the same way about the sport. So
Yeah, man,
it's
for
gonna be fun,
sure.
man. It's gonna be fun.
Absolutely. All right, man. Until next time, take care, enjoy the tennis, and watch get into some of that NBA playoff action, and we'll cover it next time.
Likewise, man. You stay up,
Okay.
stay safe.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Preston. We'll see you. See you guys.